Welcome to the Energy Transition Dialogues. I am your host Mohammed Saif, partner with Ernst & Young. Today we have Gaurav Modha, who is EY India's energy sector lead with more than 20 years of work experience across power and utilities as well as energy sector. Gaurav has been at the forefront leading and contributing to India's transition in the energy sector. Welcome, Gaurav.
Thank you, sir.
So, Gaurav, let's dive in immediately on one major query that we have been waiting to listen from you is, what do you think is the vision for India's energy portfolio going forward, given so many things are happening, not only in India, across the globe?
Sure, sir. While I've spent 2 decades in this industry, the last 2 years since COVID have been most exciting. The sector is reshaping itself, and in that, I have a vision on how India will reshape itself for the energy sector and how India will engage with the world to reshape them as well. On the India side, there are 5 aspects that I see. The first is, we have 70,000 plus petrol pumps across the country. I see them as no longer serving just petrol diesel. I see them as serving burgers, pizzas, cold drinks for the future of us as consumers. And why I see that is the second point. More than half of the transportation fuel in the country is diesel. Right. And more than 2/3 of that is used by trucks.
Correct.
Now imagine a future where hydrogen revolution gets connected with fuel cell and all trucks of the country are running on fuel cell technology.
Right.
That's the second part of the future that I envision. The third part is solar. We talk so much about it, but I visualize a future where all roads are paved with solar and all rooftops in the country have solar. And all our residential requirement of electricity is being met by solar, 100%. In parallel, what I also see is our commercial and industrial segment, which is essentially nothing but manufacturing, which drives the economy. I see nuclear as having a major role to play in our future vision for the energy for that. Having said that, the last part is equally important, where if petrol diesel demand in future will stabilize, what do we do with the whole refining? I visualize crude to chemical technology being utilized for the betterment of consumption in the country. Petrochemicals. Take crude, convert into petrochemicals, and really foray for the middle class of the country. At the same point of time, I see 3 more aspects where India will engage more with the world. The first aspect is where India imports more than 70-80% of its crude from the world. However, now we're looking at deep and ultra deep technologies to really scour our oceans and see where we can get all of that crude for ourselves in the domestic market. At the same point of time, we want to contribute back to the world economy. And there are 2 ways to do that. India has one of the largest refining capacities. With petchem added to that, we can be the refining and petchem hub for the region. At the same point of time, with the hydrogen revolution driving our transportation fuels and electricity, hydrogen converted into green ammonia can serve more than 50% of Europe's requirements. Why not? That's the future where India stands on its own and contributes to the world in a very different way.
That's very, very insightful, Gaurav.
But I have a question for you also, Seth.
Sure.
You've been in the electricity sector for a long time. What is your thoughts on solar, hydrogen,
Thank you very much. I think I would resonate with what you're saying. When it comes to solar, we have already seen that India has become a global superpower in terms of solar energy adoption. And what has been the major shift in the last 1.5 years, as you really mentioned, is the usage of solar has grown from traditional generation for electricity usage and putting it into the grid to be used as number one for charging infrastructures and using it to convert transportation into electric vehicle.
Yep.
Apart from that use of hydrogen, we are seeing that there would be a lot of electric vehicles also on the road. And I'll just resonate again with your vision that one day we'll see that there won't be any carbon footprint from the transport industry as a whole.
Why not? Exciting times.
Second, again, just to add about the green hydrogen thing or the hydrogen thing, where you're seeing that hydrogen is going to play a major role in transportation, I'm also seeing green hydrogen playing a big role in decarbonizing the hard to abate sectors.
Yes.
Like steel, like cement, and even the fertilizer streams where ammonia created through green hydrogen can actually play a big role in decarbonizing. So, truly resonate with your vision, and I believe that these things happen very, very quickly. So, my next question relates to that. What do you think can be done to make these things happen faster, more quicker, more impactful than the pace that they are happening currently?
Sure, sure. India is a land of entrepreneurs. We make our own future, and there are five things that I believe can really help us reshape the future of energy being an entrepreneurial country. First, we need to start thinking energy share, energy market, energy mix, not power share or oil and gas share or retail share. Energy as a portfolio. Second, we need to be ready for the future, because the inflection point will come at some point where only people who are ready can actually make the most of it.
Right.
We've spoken about 5+3. Are we ready for those 5+3? Right. Is the question. Third, we need to think partnership. We need to think ecosystem, whether it is partnership for innovation by collaborating with other global markets and players, or partnership here in India with food players, restaurant players, retail players, auto OEMs, plus plus. Fourth, with the kind of pace and growth that we have, we cannot survive only by thinking that we'll do everything on our own on greenfield basis. There is a lot of momentum already built in the market. So we need to think inorganic. We need to think, how do we consolidate the space that we want to master by bringing various pieces together and really scale that up. Mergers and acquisitions, inorganic is the way to go. And lastly, the digital revolution, further driven by Gen AI, Chat GPT, AI as such, is here to stay. But it's not about just experimentation. It has to add business value. What is the value realization out of digital is a question that we need to ask and drive that.
Correct.
For using future of digital. I think that's the five-stage mantra I would leave with.
I think I'm truly energized after listening to you, Gaurav. And I truly believe that the listeners also would be feeling the same. I resonate with the vision that you've put forward. And I believe that most of the Indian utilities, they need to be nimble, as you rightly mentioned. They have to be ready for the changes that are happening, because we know what is going to happen, but we cannot ignore that. And third, as you rightly said, we have to look at partnerships beyond whatever we are doing.
Yes.
So, I thank you very much, Gaurav, for your insightful session. And to the listeners, I believe that we are going to further deep dive into these sessions in the subsequent sessions or the recordings. Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.